Neil, all that's been good about you in the last 2-3 weeks wasn't today, was it?
No, it wasn't. We didn't defend very well. We didn't really pass the ball. Didn't really get into the game first half. I thought we were poor first half, and we conceded a goal early on. But probably had one more chance second half to make it 2-0. So we're quite pleased coming in at half time at 1-0 down.
Yeah, you had to be still in it, and you were. And then you got level with a wonder strike.
Yeah, it was a great strike, and our attack and play in the second half was much, much better. But on the other side, where the defending was just as bad as what it has been all season, to be fair. We've conceded another 3 second half.
You get the goal at 1-1, Barnsley on a real bad trot here. You needed to keep it tight 5-10 minutes, see what the crowd did.
Yeah, we did, and we've conceded 2 goals straight after, which is very disappointing. And defensively, we were a poor second half, more so than what we were their first half, to be fair. But we still created lots of chances ourselves, and if we had to put them in the back of the net, we might have got something out of the game.
Yeah, 3-1, we were looking and thinking another Blackpool goal would set up a finish, and my word, how did Bright miss that?
Yeah, we got into a good position wide, and he should score from that position, and that puts us right back in the game, and that gives us a chance to try and take something from the game.
And then you do get one. Maybe there's a bit of controversy about it, but it counted, 3-2. You needed to just batten it down again and see what you could do at the other end.
Well, we've created far better chances than what they have in the second half, and we haven't put the ball in the back of the net as much as what they've done, and our poor defending cost us the game in the second half.
And it must be so frustrating for you.
Well, it is, because we've created lots of chances away from home, and we've scored 2, and we've come away with no points.
Moving on, Burton next, which is a real tough assignment. Who's going to keep goal?
Well, we'll see.
Is Colin Doyle available to you?
Well, we'll see.
A few days till then. The local press have said that you've had a bid accepted by Oldham for Danny Filliskirk. What's the story there?
I've got nothing to see on players coming in, accepting bids or whatever. That's all private.
Okay. The loan situation with the guys that are going to have to go back next week. What's the situation on those?
We're in dialogue with all the clubs on the ones that are here, and we're waiting for news.
And any other targets, doubtless that's under your hat as well, is it?
Yes, it is, yes.
What will you take out of today's game?
I'll take out a good attacking performance second half and creating lots of chances, but really disappointed with our defending all the way through the game.
And as a manager, at 3-1 down, you felt you had to go for it, stuck on a bit of width in Bright, Samuel and Jarrett.
Yeah, we didn't really get on the ball and show that little bit of composure first half, especially first half. I thought second half we did, and we passed it a little bit better, and we got up there back four, and that showed when we scored the 2 goals. But defensively, we were poor today.
And it must be a source of frustration that you travelled yesterday, did everything properly, and didn't really start the game.
No, that's the slowest we've started the game, to be fair, and that's obviously the first time we've conceded first for quite a long time. But we weren't at our best first half, but second half we stepped up the gear and created chances, as I said, but defensively we were poor second half.
And on reflection, you look at it, and a couple of things that have bothered you really in this first half of the season: the first goal syndrome, and then after you've scored, conceding rat-a-tat.
Well, yeah, we shouldn't be conceding 2 goals straight after we score. We have to make sure it's nice and tight and work our way into the game, which we did with Mark's brilliant finish. And really, scoring 2 goals away from home, we shouldn't be getting beat, that's for sure.
Martin Patterson not on the sheet at all today. Will he be available to you?
We're hoping so. We'll see how he is in the next couple of days.
End of 2015, a year of turmoil for the club in general. I know you've only been here for half of it. Glad to see the back of it?
No. I think since I've come in, the boys have been playing for the shirt and trying to do the right things. We fell short a few times, but we showed lots of character. And we'll certainly show the character to succeed in the second half of the season to push us up the league.